It's unclear when the clock will start ticking on Secretary of State Powell's six-month deadline for a new Iraqi constitution, but planning for the document began months ago. Noah Feldman has spent much of the past 6 months working on this project as an advisor to the Coalition Provisional Authority. He says a new Iraqi constitution must contain a number of provisions that will sound familiar to Americans.
It has to guarantee free speech. It has to guarantee freedom of thought and conscience and religion for all Iraqis. It has to guarantee equality for all Iraqi citizens, men and women, Muslims and non-Muslims. It also needs to resolve the question of federalism. How will Iraq be governed as a federal entity? What will be the borders and the boundaries of the different provinces, and which powers will belong to the central government?
One of the principal tenets of our government here in the U.S. is the separation of church and state. Is the separation between religion and state a realistic goal in a country that is overwhelmingly Muslim?
I think we can guarantee a very strong protection of religious liberty in the Iraqi constitution. Many Iraqis, especially Shi'i Iraqis, suffered terribly under Saddam, and their religion was repressed, and they want to be free to practice however they want. Iraqis also understand that Iraq is a pluralist state with different denominations of Islam, as well as Christians and members of other religious minorities. What's more likely, however, is that we'll see religious liberty guaranteed alongside some sort of official status for Islam in the constitution as the religion of the majority of the population of Iraq, or perhaps as the official religion of the state of Iraq.
And if Iraqis do choose their own path, should we assume that they would automatically choose democracy?
We shouldn't automatically assume that people would prefer democracy if there's a loud and vocal group calling for something different, but that's not the case in Iraq. The overwhelming majority of Iraqis, 99 or 100, probably 100, close to 100%, say that what they want is democratic government. That doesn't mean that they imagine it looking exactly like our democratic government looks, but they want basic protection of civil rights, they want equality for citizens, and they want free elections in which they can choose how to rule themselves.
How do we know that when you say the overwhelming majority of Iraqis say they want a democratic government? Have you polled them? I mean, how do we know that?
Well, there actually has been a Zoghbi poll done, rather a good one, that has gone around and asked people in a variety of major cities in Iraq, and that's the answers that they're getting on the democracy question. It's also true, anecdotally, from just speaking with many Iraqis from all different walks of life. Everybody says that you meet that they want democracy. Sometimes people are a little vague on what that's going to mean in practice, but the idea of the modern world that democracy is a form of government associated with justice and freedom is very powerful in the minds of ordinary Iraqis.
You've worked closely with the Coalition Provisional Authority. You did some advising work with them. How difficult is it going to be to get everyone literally on the same page, to get a country as diverse as Iraq to agree to a document?
Well, logistics are still a challenge, as you suggested in your question. But on the important question of getting Iraqis to see eye to eye, I think that's actually a doable proposition. Remember that about 80% of Iraqis, all of the Shi'is and all of the Kurds, were very happy to see us involved in Iraq and badly want a pluralistic, democratic Iraq. And of the remaining Sunnis in the country, many are discomforted by the prospect of democracy, which will take away some of their privileges, but they also are realistic, and they understand that a democratic Iraq is going to involve representation for them, and they're going to have a role in it, and it's much better for them to be inside than outside. So although negotiations are going to be tough, and there are many big issues to be resolved, like the role of religion in the state and the nature of federalism, I think that a solution can be reached. We're not dealing with a situation like Afghanistan, where the issues are so divisive and the tribal loyalty is so profound that people can't stay on the same page. The bottom line is that Iraqis know that they are Iraqis and they want to remain Iraqis.
Noah Feldman, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
Noah Feldman was a constitutional advisor for the Coalition Provisional Authority in Iraq. He is an assistant professor at New York University's School of Law.